On October the 15th, we observe the International Day of Rural Women. Established by the United Nations in 2008, it recognises the critical role and contribution of rural women, including Indigenous women, in enhancing agricultural and rural development, improving food security, and eradicating rural poverty. Rural women play a critical role in the rural economies of both developed and developing countries. In most parts of the developing world, they participate in crop production and livestock care, provide food, water, and fuel for their families, and engage in off-farm activities to diversify their families' livelihoods. They also carry out vital functions in caring for children, older persons, and the sick. I spoke to Aissatou Diallo, the chief of the World Food Programme's gender unit. She says she doesn't see rural women as being vulnerable, but rather as being strong and resilient, but too often living in vulnerable situations.
An International Day of Rural Women, I had no idea that it existed until I read that, in fact, it's being observed since 2008. Can you tell me something about it? Why are rural women so important?
The focus on rural women, it's important, it's critical, because we know that they produce most of the food that we consume. And if you can recall the FAO State of Food and Agriculture Report, which really put the focus on women in agriculture and rural areas, and where they emphasized their access to productive resources as being less than their male counterparts, and how if they had the same access to productive resources as men, they could increase their yields on their farms by 20 to 30% and raise the total agricultural output in the developing countries and contribute to reducing the number of hungry people in the world by 12 to 17%. So if we are living in a world where hunger still prevails, malnutrition, food and nutrition insecurity, then we need to focus on the very people, rural women, who we know if they had equal access to resources would make a huge difference. So that's the very reason why we're talking about rural women and focusing on them and International Day on Rural Women.
That's because we can be sure that a woman really does want to prepare a better future for her children. You can trust a woman to get aid to its final destination, right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, no disrespect to the men, because there are men out there also who are very particular about doing the best that they can for their families. But we also know that women think of their families first. And when you make sure that women control the resources, their families benefit from that. But I also want to point out another thing about rural women. The MDG report of 2011 highlighted the disparities in progress between urban and rural areas, where it was noted that rural children were twice as likely to be underweight as their urban counterparts, and rural girls were more likely to be out of school than rural boys, as well as urban boys and girls. So when we talk about the rural areas and focus on the rural women, and you see how their status also influences the lives of their children, which in turn contributes to that vicious cycle of poverty and so much more. But one thing I always say, and I want to say it again today, I don't think about rural women as vulnerable. In fact, I don't even think about women as vulnerable, because we tend to talk about women as vulnerable. They are women in vulnerable situations, but they're strong and they're resilient. Because if they were not, you look at the situation and the conditions in which they live, yet they manage to get up every day and try to provide food for their families, for themselves, send their children to school to the best of their abilities, and just function in a very difficult environment, then we have to emphasize their strength and their resilience, and emphasize the fact that they are not vulnerable, but live in vulnerable environments.
So it's all that potential that must just be untapped, given the possibility to develop, right?
Yes, that is it. To build on their strengths and to support them in developing.
On this World Day or International Day of Rural Women, do you have any particular message or any particular project to market?
Well, we're actually launching a five-year joint program. The joint program is by FAO, IFAD, WFP, and UN Women. And we're actually looking, aiming to accelerate progress towards the economic empowerment of rural women in selected countries. And we have four goals where we're looking at improving their food and nutrition security, increasing their access to and control over productive resources. If you can recall, I talked about the gap that the FAO report highlighted in rural women's access to and control over productive resources, as well as services and income, and also reducing their workload and strengthening their participation and leadership of rural producer organizations. So this project or program is very important, and it's not like we're coming with a new initiative, but we're building on what we are already doing in many of the countries where we operate, and I'm looking at the comparative advantage of each of the four organizations. Most importantly, it's also working with countries, not going there with a new project. So rural women are going to be in the center of this program, and governments are also going to be very much in the center. And launching it on the Day of Rural Women is particularly important, because while we're focusing on rural women, we're also looking at what actions we can all take collectively to work with them to improve their situation in a sustainable manner.
And you're also supporting the following day, which is World Food Day, because from what you're saying, it really goes hand in hand.
Oh, yes, because we're talking about global food insecurity. We're talking about hunger issues. We're talking about malnutrition. And we're talking about a target population that's very much in the center of the whole issue of food insecurity, hunger and malnutrition, because they suffer the consequences, yet they are also the solution to the problem.
One last question. Your own personal hopes as, of course, chief of WFP's gender unit, but also as a woman, an African woman, what are your concrete hopes for the near future?
Well, I think I said it in the beginning, and that sums up what my hopes are, that we look at rural women not as vulnerable women. We look at them as the solution to the current problem of food insecurity, hunger, malnutrition, as well as looking at them as strong and resilient. And knowing that they have been existing, so we look at their local solutions, work with them, and build on what they already know, because they have a lot of knowledge that we can build on. So what I'm saying now is that the focus on rural women, we continue that, because we need to continuously raise the issue and engage rural women as well, because it's not about us talking about their problem. They know what the issues are, in most cases better than us. And in talking to them, we can also make their voices heard. We need to listen to them. And apart from that also, I want to go into the issue of data. As long as we don't have enough and adequate data on rural women, we can't really measure progress. So I hope that all the institutions, organizations that are working with rural women will work with governments to ensure that we have adequate and reliable data to be able to measure progress that we are making, or the lack of progress when it comes to rural women. And going back to the issue of putting rural women in the center, listening to them and working with them, and looking for solutions within their communities